Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about promotions. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, is it more satisfying for you to get a promotion rather than a new job? Well, I would say that yeah, getting a promotion is a little bit better, I think, because once you get to a certain level of experience, getting a new job isn't much of a challenge in comparison to getting a promotion, because the reality is that you as a software developer, especially if you're working as a consultant or something like that, the amount of projects that you might go through as a consultant is actually, it might be fairly on the higher end. Like you might change jobs more often than most other occupations will do over the course of your career. But when it comes to being promoted, that's not something that happens. The differences are a little bit worth noting, if you ask me, because the deficit of software developers is fairly high in IT. And so getting a new job in a seller's market basically is, I think, a little bit easier, because when you get that job, it's usually because, I mean, it depends a little bit on the job and so forth, but you haven't really proven anything definitively towards the company. Like all they really have is your references, the interviews and so forth, and like CV and so forth and so forth. And although that is great, that gives you sort of an estimate of how good someone is at something, it's not really definitive proof of the value of the work that you do. It is more an indicator too that you are going to do a good job when you get employed or something like that. And that's sort of what a resume is all about, giving people historical information that gives them a sensation of that, yeah, this person seems to be competent, etc., etc. But a promotion, depending on the one that you get, of course, is usually a receipt more than it is an indicator. It's actually you usually get promoted because you have proven that you are competent or that you know something and so forth and so forth. And the times that you get promoted, if you're thinking in terms of software developers, is probably not going to be as high, like the amount of times, as the amount, depending on what type of career you have. Like there are more software developers who change jobs than there are software developers who get promoted, if that makes sense. And in our area, like in the engineering area, it's actually very difficult for some to get a promotion as a software developer, because it's not this sort of, it's not an area where, it's not an area where a lot of people put a lot of thought, and like they're trying to do it, they're trying to improve in this area, because I think that more companies have realized that engineers are also like career people. They're not interested in staying at the same company forever for the same amount of salary and then like never getting recognition in the same way as like the classic ones. The people who usually get promoted the easiest are found in other areas which are touching ground more with the stakeholders related to the projects and project management and so forth. If you want to go into middle management, that's where like the majority of promotions are happening on average, at least what I've seen. The engineering department, not so much. It's not so common that you promote software developers as readily, and it has more to do, I think, with that. One part is that what we do and the value of what we do is difficult for the people who usually make the decision on promotions and so forth to evaluate, are these people really good? And the work that most people appreciate when it comes to development and so forth is found in another area than where we are working, because the reality is that most people don't know what you do, and so if you are really, really good at software engineering, no one will actually know, per se, that you are really, really good. The times that I've been promoted, it has very little to do with my coding skill. my ability to, you know, write amazing software or like write really good unit tests or anything like that. It has to do with something different, and it has to do with taking initiative, having a social impact and interacting with people, having domain knowledge, having like an overall presence within the company. In other words, being seen. If you're not seen by the right people, you're never going to get that promotion. And that's why I say that, if in my personal view, it's more satisfying to get that promotion, because it's the biggest receipt that you can get, that you have made an impact on people within the company. When it comes to a new job, it's literally like you just have a promising CV. It's not really, it's a trial thing, if that makes sense. They're hoping that you're going to be really productive. But being promoted is, as an engineer, is usually very difficult, depending on the company. Some companies do it a lot better than others, but I'm not going to skirt around the issue. You can think about it a little bit as like one of those old steamboats, where the work that you are doing is happening in the engine room, and nobody ever goes down to the engine room, really, or at least none of the people who are at like the top floors dining with the captain and having like the time of their lives. Like they're gonna extend their appreciation towards the crew who's working on deck, or the how nice the people they are meeting. That's the people they're gonna see. These are the people they're gonna, like, for the most part, give credit to. But you're not working in their sights, or you're not in their sphere, which means that it's more unlikely that you're going to get that appreciation as readily. And if you want to get promoted, usually it's a better bet for you to be you have to start out with some fundamental skill. You can't, you know, not produce. You have to be able to do a good job. But the likelihood of you getting promoted has more to do with these factors that I mentioned than, you know, if you are the top rated person on like lead code, or if you're the best person when it comes to unit testing or anything like that. It comes down to who you need to impress and what type of things that they're impressed by. And the vast majority of you are going to realize that the people who get impressed by you are going to be impressed by the fact that you always deliver on time, you're a nice time to be around, you take initiative and come with ideas and suggestions, and you have a lot of domain knowledge about like how the company systems work, etc., etc. You become a go-to, if that makes sense. And being a go-to has very little to do with like raw hard you're the best of the best when it comes to software development skills. It has to do with in essence, domain knowledge and social skills. That's what it comes down to. So what I want you to take away from this is that I would say that for me it's more satisfying to get a promotion than getting a new job, because in comparisons, like the likelihood that you will get a new job is very, very high. It's extremely high. The likelihood of you getting a promotion is almost non-existent for the vast majority of software developers, because the requirements for you to get a promotion is it's more difficult for you to work towards that. If you wanted to quit your job right here, right now, assuming that you have like industry level skills, you will have a new job, more than one job offering, most likely within a week or two, maybe a few weeks, etc., etc. Usually, depending on your region, of course. But if you wanted to get promoted, well, let's just say that getting a promotion can take more than a year. It might take more than 2 years. It might never happen, because, as I said, in a lot of cases, the companies don't really have a good strategy for how to promote software developers. How do you do that? And the industry is trying to get better at this thing, because they're realizing quickly that this old model that a lot of other companies have, where like everything that happens that is interesting in terms of like raising people's salaries and so forth, happens in management. That doesn't work when the scarcity is in the engineering department, because you're swimming in middle managers. You want to find someone who does all very subjective value and can talk and like do a lot of soft skills stuff and like a lot of meetings and so forth. You can spit in the air and find such a person. You want to find a really good software developer? Well, let's just say that that's not easy. It's very, very difficult. So you have to figure out a way to keep people around. And so we have to overhaul, usually companies have realized that they have to overhaul the way that they think about promoting and retention and so forth in the engineering department. Have a great day.